Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our Gratitude Tuesday, number 11, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. The title, The Sweet Spot of Contentment. I don't know about you guys, but I'm anxious to hear what he has on his heart for us to hear on today. But before we bring Brother Metlock on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request, please press the number one on your phone at this time. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they will continue to be examples to us all, and then, of course, provide us with words of encouragement on a daily basis. And also for all of our travelers and motorists, that you respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. There are no other prayer requests at this time. I give you Brother Patrick Medlock, who will give us words of encouragement, immediately followed by a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you're on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I want to thank you, Danielle, for what you do every day. I know that God is writing it in his book as to how faithful and how dutiful you are to this particular task. Brother Bradshaw, I just appreciate you so much. Appreciate you for sharing this platform with me, as well as other words and other things that you shared over time. I really appreciate you for your friendship with my father, as well as your mentorship with me. And I want to thank you, each and every one of you who are on the telephone for Blog Talk Radio, as well as those of you who are joining me on Facebook Live for this particular devotional. You are not taken for granted, and so I take the time to acknowledge you at the beginning of each session. And I'm hoping that you guys have been enjoying for the last 3 months or so the sessions associated with gratitude that I've kind of honed in this devotional to do. That's not to say that I won't talk about anything else ever, but I think it might be good to continue to exhaust the idea of gratitude. And so I'm trying to explore some of the things that I think are spiritually appraised, the truths associated with an attitude of gratitude that we should not only think, but we should also act upon. And so I'm hoping that you guys are appreciating what we're sharing. Today, I'm just going to come from Philippians chapter 4, a very familiar passage. In fact, probably the passage that comes to mind for many of you when it comes to the concept of contentment. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 10, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity." So this is the King James Version that I have up today. And this, in essence, is speaking to the fact that the Philippian church had been good contributors. They had been helping Paul financially and actually in the delivering of the letter. Epaphroditus brought funds and goods that were designed to support Paul and his ministry. And he's acknowledging that, hey, he's rejoicing greatly, not just because he's, money grubbing, but there is truly a need, and to have more resources allow Paul to do more things. But then look at what he says in verse 11. "Not that I speak in respect of want, but I have learned in whatever state I am in wherewith to be content." Put in your chat box, and if you can, push number one on your telephone if you can, in one sentence, describe what contentment is for you. And that might be a chore. That might be too big of a chore to do just off the top of your head. But I'd like for you to try to think about what is contentment for you. Because Paul said he had kind of found that state, that whatever state he was in, he found himself to be content. Look at verse 12 as you guys are formulating your thoughts. "I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. And everywhere in all that I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And I'd like to read that according to the New American Standard so that you guys can see the construction of it maybe in a different way. Verse 12, "I know how to get along with humble means, and also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of abundance and suffering need." I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I don't know about you, but I know that we have in the past used and referenced this passage in Philippians, and we have talked about how that I can do all things through Christ, and we've made it a broad, and it is a truism. So as a principle, it can be used beyond the context because it is a truism. However, I don't want us to lose the essence of why Paul was using the truism, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, in the first place. It was talking about his ability to look at the resources that he's been blessed with, whether God had blessed them in pennies or whether God had blessed them in pounds. And he says, in whatever state I'm in, I can do all things. I can deal with being almost house poor. I can deal with having abundance like I've never had before, or any state in between. Paul says, I have learned the secret. Paul says, I have found the sweet spot, and I can be content. Regardless, whether I'm blessed in pennies or whether I'm blessed in pounds. I see a few people have ventured and talked about contentment in the chat box. Olivia is saying contentment is being satisfied with what God has given me. I appreciate that contribution, Olivia, and being thankful. Sister Frankie says contentment is the love and the joy in the Lord. Sister Stephanie says, contentment is having God's grace. Thank you for those contributions, ladies. And I'm not sure if there's anybody in the chat box who has a sentence or a phrase that would tell them, that would describe what contentment looks like for you. Is there somebody by chance, Danielle, that has responded to my overture?
No, we don't have anyone who's pressed number one, but I pretty much concur with what everyone else has said. It's about being comfortable and being satisfied with what you have, and it's not so much as not desiring to have more, but it's accepting what you do have and feeling that you don't have to have anything else, but if you can, then, of course, you would take it.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me tell you what contentment is not. Contentment is not comparing or contrasting yourself and your situation with others. You've heard the reference keeping up with the Joneses. And the idea there is that if the Joneses have a new car, if the Joneses all of a sudden swap out their yard for a new turf, or they do renovations on their house, or you see boxes of the new appliances that they've gotten, then it becomes you seem to believe that you are less or you're behind because they continue to accumulate various things. And in some cases, contentment isn't felt unless I can feel that I'm up and that I'm looking at others down. And many of you may categorically reject that view, but we got to be careful because the devil can cause us to have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and in this particular case, the boastful pride of life, and before you know it, we'll have those type of tendencies, those types of thoughts, those type of lusts. And then you can't say that I'm not content until I've reached my goal, so I'm not going to be satisfied until I've gotten this far in education. I've gotten this far in money. I've gotten this house. I've gotten this type of car. Now I have the corner office at the job. That's not the secret spot that would allow him to be filled as well as go hungry and yet still be content. Contentment needs to be about knowing that every day is a gift, and that if in a given day God blesses you in pennies, then find a way to rejoice in the penny blessings that God has given you. That if on another day God blesses you in pounds, then find a way to be blessed and to be content and to be satisfied and to appreciate the way God has blessed you in pounds. Because God has a purpose and a reason for blessing you in pennies on a given day. God has a blessing, excuse me, a purpose and a reason for blessing you in pounds on a given day. So ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, as we continue to venture forward, that sweet spot is just understanding that every single day, Shirley says, having God's love and peace is the way to have contentment. Thank you, Sister Shirley. So when it's all said and done, we need to make sure that we understand that every day is a gift. And the sweet spot of contentment is maybe not really looking past the blessings of that day, whether it's a blessing in pennies or a blessing in pounds. That appears to be the sweet spot that Paul put forth. Maybe we can enjoy time in that same realm today. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity, another way to show our gratitude and have an attitude of gratitude and be able to live a life that indeed allows us to relish in your creation and to be able to glory in your blessings. Father, help everybody that indeed has listened to and that will listen to this particular broadcast. Allow it so that they can list their spot for contentment, whether they have listened to it fully or not. And Father, just allow us to be able to support them and to encourage them in whatever ways that we can. Father, help us to be able to live and move and have our very beings, whether we're traveling, whether we're in the seat of our cars, whether we're in the corner of our cubicles, whether we're already in our slippers. And Father, please allow us so that every single family here can be blessed. Be with the Dickie Brown family and the loss of their son. Please allow it so that as they come to grips with what your will has been for Delwyn's life, that they'll be able to crystallize the lessons they were able to learn as a result of the life that Delwyn was able to live for these 33 years. And Father, just help us to be able to support this family in whatever ways we can. Please keep sharing in our prayers and others who are going through similar hurts and similar pains. Continue to bless us and keep us all, for we're all in need of your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.